Robert McCall finds himself at home in southern Italy, but he discovers his friends are under the control of local crime bosses. As the events turn deadly, McCall knows what he has to do. Become his friend's protector by taking on the mafia. The Equalizer 3 just released this weekend in the movies, and today is September 3rd, 2023. It was directed by Antoine Fuqua, who had also directed Training Day and The Magnificent Seven, so pretty much he is a star director. The movie stars Denzel Washington as Robert McCall, Dakota Family as Emma Collins, and pretty much those are your main stars in the film. It was based in Italy, and really neat cinematography where he was beautiful. This is the third of three Equalizer movies so far. To be honest, it's been so many years, I don't even remember what happened in the first two. I just remember that I did like these movies. I was interested in seeing this one. The film was budgeted $70 million, and so far in the first weekend, it has grossed $13 million. In this movie, Robert McCall is injured by a kid who shoots him. He ends up being taken in by a local doctor, not taken by an ambulance, and not the police not being called, but was taken care of by a local doctor and nursed back to health. During that time, he got to kind of know the people and his surroundings, and he started falling in love with where he was living. And that was when he realized that there was this local gangster mafia element that was sort of roughing up people and shaking them down. Robert McCall was having none of that. If you ever watch the trailer for The Equalizer 3, there is this one scene where he has four people pointing a gun at him, and he's the one sitting there like with a bottle of wine and telling them they have 9 seconds before they're all dead. And you're like, how is he going to get out of that? That's the type of action that I like seeing. These films are very entertaining. There's a lot of blood and guts spilled in them. A lot of a double dollar kicking, if you know what I mean. And that's the kind of films that I like to watch every once in a while. It's an escape from reality. Very interesting to see once in a while. Having said all that, this was an entertaining film. I would give it 3 stars. It definitely doesn't elevate to 4 stars for me. It takes a lot. You gotta have more elements than just blood, guts, action, and kicking butt. For me, you need to have more of an emotional impact. There needs to be more to the plot and that sort of thing for it to at least elevate to the 4. And then for the 5, for me, is essentially golden, and then I'll watch it over and over. But anyway, The Equalizer 3 was entertaining. I enjoyed it. It seemed like the action went quickly. It was listed as an hour and 49 minutes long, but it felt like it was over quicker than that. So I definitely recommend. 3 stars.